هو الذي أنزل السكينة في قلوب المؤمنين ليزدادوا إيماناً مع إيمانهم. صلوات الله أكبر. We have been talking about the issue of the levels of Iman, especially being the Shahada Day of Amir al-Mu'mineen. The theme that I've been talking about in this majalis is basically to see those who are close to Amir al-Mu'mineen so that we can relate to them, look at them as role models and examples of what does it mean to be Shia of Ali. Ali is up there, he's Amir al-Mu'mineen. But on the levels of Iman, you have Salman, Miqdad, Abu Dharr, Ammar, and many others. We talked about the example of Salman and Abu Dharr. But in this daytime majlis of Shahada of Amir al-Mu'mineen, I would like to talk about a lady. Because when we talk about the Shia of Ali, it was not only the men. And this is just one example of a very courageous lady who was among the loyal followers of Amir al-Mu'mineen. And her name was Sauda bint Ammara al-Hamdaniya. She came from Hamdaniya tribe of Yemen. Just to give you a background of the tribe, it was a tribe which was very much devoted to Amir al-Mu'mineen from day one when they became Muslims. This is after the events of the Hudaybiyah peace treaty that the Prophet signed with the Mushrikeen of Mecca, when he started this process of sending representatives to different parts of the Arabian Peninsula to convey the message of Islam. And when it came to Yemen, the Prophet initially sent Khalid bin Walid. But you know, some people are only single dimension. They only know how to raise the sword and nothing else. So he went there for tabligh, came back as a failure. Then Rasulullah sent Amir al-Mu'mineen to Yemen. And this time, Amir al-Mu'mineen was able to convince the people in that area, especially the tribe of Hamdaniya. And they all became Muslim at the hand of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali bin Abi Talib, alayhi salatu wasalam. It was in that journey coming back that the Prophet had already left Medina, going for his Hajj, Hajjatul Wida as it's called, and Amir al-Mu'mineen joined him midway between his journey from Medina to Mecca. And so this Hamdaniya tribe was with Ali from day one of their Islam. Even after the wafat of Rasulullah, they contributed proportionally a very good number of warriors and fighters for the cause of Ali in the Battle of Jamal, in the Battle of Siffin, in the Battle of Nahrawan. And even if you look at the Shuhada of Karbala, more than 10 Shuhada on that day who gave their life for Hussein ibn Ali were from this tribe of Hamdaniya. And so she comes from that background of a very loyal tribe too. And even now, if you look at Yemen, you know, although now they have become Zaydi, but they are still known to be the Shia, Zaydi Shia. And that's actually an implication of that work of tabligh done by Amir al-Mu'mineen. People don't realize that Amir al-Mu'mineen did not only go for battles, he also went for purely what was known as a tablighi mission. Sauda bint Ammara was a very courageous lady and talented in poetry. She was with her brother in the Battle of Siffin. She joined the brother And the brother was there commanding actually the contingent of Hamdaniya tribe in the army of Amirul Mu'mineen. You know, different tribes were divided in different forms. And she was there and she actually used her talent to boost the morale of her brother and the fighters who were in that group. She used to get up on the camel and recite her poetry. Of course, it's not in a singing type. It's just the simple words. And her lines of poetry became so famous to boost the morale of the soldiers of Amir al-Mu'mineen that even the soldiers of Muawiyah actually had memorized those words, although it was going against them. You know, where she says, Shammir kafa'li abika yabna ammara يوم الطعان وملتقى الأقران. Get ready like your father or son of Ammara, referring to her brother. On the day of fight when champions meet, وانصر عليا والحسين ورحته واقصد لهند وابنها لهوان. Support Ali and Hussein and his family and target Hind, the mother of Muawiyah. Target Hind and her son with disgrace. إِنَّ الْإِمَامَ أَخَ النَّبِيِّ مُحَمَّدٌ عَلَمُ الْهُدَى وَمَنَارَةُ الْإِيمَانِ. The Imam that we have is the brother of Prophet Muhammad. He is the alam, the sign and banner of guidance, and he is the minaret of Iman. فَقُدِ الْجُيُوشُ وَسِرْ عَمَامَ لِوَائِهِ. So lead the armies and go ahead of the flag. قَدَمًا بِعَبْيَزٍ صَارِمٍ وَسِنَانٍ. March forward with shining sword and arrows. Salawat Manik Barar. The third line is very clear that this Imam is the brother of Rasulullah. He is Alam al Huda wa Manaratul Iman. He is the flag or the symbol of guidance, and he is the minaret of faith and Iman. Years passed. Amir al-Mu'mineen was killed. The peace treaty was signed between Imam Hassan alayhi salam and Muawiyah. And now the time we are moving forward, Muawiyah is now the absolute ruler of the Muslim world. He had sent one of his very cruel army officer by the name of Ibn Artat to Yemen with a mission of, you know, gathering the tax from them. And he came to Hamdaniya tribe. And this person had kind of very strong hatred towards Ali and Ali. So anyone who loved Ali, he would have a serious problem with them. And so in his process of extracting that, tax from them, he was very cruel. He even killed people, took things without any basis for it. And so the tribe became very concerned. And they said, why don't we send somebody on our behalf to Muawiyah to complain about this officer that he has sent? And amazingly, when the tribe thought about it, they couldn't think of any name more appropriate than the name of Sauda bint Ammara. Because she knew she was a very courageous lady. Even in front of a tyrant ruler, she will be speaking the truth and nothing else. And so you can realize her greatness, and image in these in the tribe. And so she went to Damascus, asked permission to meet Muawiyah. She was given the time. But before she was asked to come in the darbar of Muawiyah, the advisor who was sitting there, they reminded Muawiyah that she is the same lady who was reciting these lines, these words in Siffin. And they repeated the whole, line of poetry that she had. And so when she goes in after the formal, greetings and everything, Muawiyah said, are you the one who were reciting this poetry in Siffin against me? And this is where you see, you know, the courage is not in wielding this sword. It is actually kalimatu haqqin inda imam al-ja'ir. Speaking the truth and haqq in front of a tyrant ruler. That is the standard of courage. And she responds by saying, Ayy wallah, ma misli man raghiba anil haqq aw i'tazara bil kidhb. She says, yes, yes, by Allah. A person like me does not turn away from the truth, nor apologizes falsely. Yes, these are my words. And I said, on the basis of haqq in Siffin. So Muawiyah is now asking her, what motivated you to say these words? This is an example for us, not only for our sisters, even for us men here. She very clearly, without any hesitation, says, you are asking me what motivated me to say these words? حُبُّ عَلِيٍّ وَعِتَّبَاعُ الْحَقِّ. This love for Ali and the sense of following the truth and haqq. That was the basis of my, you know, poetry. And so then Muawiyah, you know, after some other discussion, he says, so what is your plea today? Why you have come here today to me? And she says, and I'll quote you the exact words without going into Arabic here. She says, you are now the ruler of the people and control their affairs. And Allah will question you about your duty towards us, the people. You sent to us people who represent your power and might. This Ibn Artat, the army officer who was sent, this Ibn Artat has come to our land, killed our men, taken our property. وَلَوْلَا الطَّاعَ لَكَانَ فِينَ عِزٌ وَمُنْعَةً. And look at her courage now. If it had not been for the sense of obedience, we also have power and ability to resist. فَإِمَّا عَزَلْتَهُ لَأَشْكَرْنَاكَ. Either you dismiss him and we will be thankful to you. وَإِمَّا لَا فَعَرَفْنَاكَ. And if you don't do that, we will know you. You're talking to somebody who is now considers himself to the emperor. Nobody talks in front of him. And Muawiyah didn't take it lightly. He says, you are threatening me on basis of your tribe? By Allah, if I intend, I can send you, tie you on the camel and send you back to Yemen to that same officer, and he will implement the judgment against you. Saudah bint Ammar at that time was silent. According to one narration, she actually slightly, you know, softly cried. And then extempore, she recited two lines of poetry. She says, صَلَّى الْعِلَاهُ عَلَىٰ رُوحٍ تَضَمَّنَهُ قَبْرٌ فَأَصْبَحَ فِيهِ الْعَدْلُ مَدْفُونَ قَدْ حَالَ فَالْحَقُّ لَا يَبْقَ بِهِ ثَمَنًا فَصَارَ بِالْحَقِّ وَالْإِيمَانِ مَقْرُونًا. She says, may Allah shower blessings on a person that when he was contained by the grave, justice was buried with him. Just look at the thought. صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ رُوحٍ تَضَمَّنَهُ قَبْرٌ فَعَصْبَهَ الْعَدْلُ مَدْفُونَ. That may Allah send the blessings on the person that when he was buried, justice was buried with him. قَدْ حَالَفَ الْحَقِّ. He pledged to Allah that he would not sell justice at any cost. And so he became فَصَارَ بِالْحَقِّ وَالْعِيمَانِ مَقْرُونَ. He became one with the truth and the faith. He knows who, but Muawiyah asked her, whom are you referring to in these words? And she says, I am remembering Ali bin Abi Talib. And then he said, Why do you remember his justice? She says, I went once to him also with a similar complaint of his revenue officer. And Ali was praying in Kufa. And as soon as he finished his namaz, his nafilah prayers, he looked at me and he said, what can I do for you? And I presented my case against this revenue officer on behalf of Ali, who was there. And she says to Muawiyah, at that time, Ali cried, raised his hands. And he prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma innaka shahid alayya wa alayhim. O Allah, you are witness on me and them. إِنِّ لَمْ أَمُرُهُمْ بِظُلْمِ خَلْقِكَ. I have never asked them to be unjust and unfair to the people, to your people. And then he wrote a letter addressing that officer, asking him to basically close his file and come back with the documents to Kufa, because Amir al-Mu'mineen wanted to do further inquiry and investigation about this case. And so in the darbar of Muawiyah, Sauda bint Ammara remembers Ali's justice. Sallallahu ala ruhin tadammanahu qabrun fa'asbahal adlu madfuna. And this is where Muawiyah says that Ali has really spoiled you people. That now you have the courage to come to the rulers and complain to them and even criticize them. And then he called his secretary and he said, write the letter to the officer in Yemen and ask him to give all the property of this lady back to her and not to bother her anymore. But look at this sahabiyya of Ali. Look at her sense of justice. She said, Muawiyah, I don't agree. What about my people, my tribe? I am just like them. I'm not any different from them. I will not accept it unless you write it for all our people. And this courageous lady, follower of Ali, was able to force Muawiyah to write that, give the property of the tribe of Hamdaniya back to them and don't bother them anymore. These are the people who were around Ali, men and women, who are inspired by his adl, by his justice. They loved him for that. And that's why we see many historians actually, when they look at the adl and justice of Ali, they express this in the words where they say, قُتِلَ فِي الْمِحْرَابِ لِشِدَّةِ عَدْلِهِ. That Ali was killed in the mihrab because of his insistence on justice. He was not willing to compromise on that issue at all. Amir al-Mu'mineen ki sirat apne saathiyon ke saath عام لوگوں کے ساتھ جو ان کے باشندے تھے ان کی حکومت میں تھے یہاں تک کہ ظالموں کے ساتھ دشمنوں کے ساتھ کل ہم نے خطبے میں بھی خوارج کے بارے میں کہا تھا ان کو بھی کہا تھا کہ ہم تمہیں مسجد میں آنے سے روکیں گے نہیں تمہیں بیت المال سے محروم نہیں کریں گے جب تک تم تلوار نہ اٹھاؤ جہاں تم نے تلوار اٹھائی تو پھر ہم تم سے لڑیں گے توہین کرتے رہے علی صبر کرتے تھے خطبے میں آیات قرآن پڑھنا شروع کر دیتے تاکہ علی خاموش ہو جائیں علی خاموش رہتے تھے دشمنوں کے ساتھ جب یہ رویہ تھا تو اپنوں کے ساتھ آپ سمجھ سکتے ہیں کتنے مہربانی کے ساتھ پیش آتے تھے یہ وہ امام ہے کہ جس کو کرسچن رائٹرز کیا لکھتے ہیں جی وائس آف ہیومن جسٹس اس صدی میں کوفہ ایک لحاظ سے گیریسن سٹی تھا، اس میں زیادہ تر فوجیں آ کے رہتی تھیں، اور اس لیے امیر المومنین نے وہیں پہ اپنا کیپٹل بنایا تھا، اور بہت سے لوگ جو شہید ہوئے تھے صفین میں علی کے ساتھ سپاہیوں میں سے، ان کی بیویاں اور ان کے اولاد وہیں تھی، علی ان یتیم بچوں کے بھی باپ بنے تھے، ان کے ساتھ بھی وہی سلوک تھا۔ بہت سے واقعات ہیں، وقت اس یہ مجلس بہت مختصر ہوتی ہے، لیکن جو سلوک تھا ان بچوں کے ساتھ، یتیم بچے بھی کہتے تھے ہمارے باپ نہیں ہیں لیکن علی ہمارے بابا ہیں۔ جب طبیب آیا تھا امیر المومنین کے زخم کے معائنے کے وقت، اور اس نے جب دیکھا کہ زہر تلوار میں زہر تھا اور وہ مغز کے قریب تک پہنچ چکا ہے، اور مغز تک پہنچ چکا ہے، اس نے کہا تھا علی سے کہ آپ وصیت کر لکھنا شروع کر دیں، اس لیے کہ اس کے بعد بچنے کی کوئی گنجائش نہیں، علاج نہیں ہے۔ لیکن علی کی اذیت کو کم کرنے کے لیے، تکلیف کو کم کرنے کے لیے، اس طبیب نے گھر والوں سے کہا تھا کہ ان کو صرف پانی اور غذا کے طور پہ صرف دودھ دینا۔ یہ خبر بہت ہی جلدی پھیل گئی کوفہ میں کہ ہمارے امام بچنے والے نہیں ہیں، طبیب نے کہہ دیا ہے کہ علی کو سوائے دودھ کے اور کچھ نہ ملے۔ علی کی ماننے والے آغائے احمد کافی بہت ہی مشہور خطیب تھے ایران کے 70s میں، وہ ایک واقعہ پڑھتے ہیں، کہتے ہیں کہ جب یہ خبر جو ہے پھیلی ہے کوفہ میں کہ علی کو طبیب نے کہا ہے کہ سوائے دودھ کے اور کچھ نہ دیا جائے، تو کوفہ کے یتیم بچے جب انہیں ماں دودھ کا پیالہ دیتی تھی، وہ بچے اپنے گھر سے دوڑتے ہوئے علی کے گھر جاتے تھے کہ طبیب نے کہا ہے کہ علی کو دودھ دیا جائے، آج ہم دودھ نہیں پیئیں گے، میرے مولا اور بابا کو دے دیا جائے۔ علی، آپ نے تو یتیم پروری کی یہ مثال قائم کی ہے کہ کوفے کے بچے بھی یہ یاد کرتے ہیں، اس لیے کہ وہ دیکھتے ہیں جب بھی علی کو دودھ بھی دیا جاتا تھا، بس تھوڑا سا پینے کے بعد واپس کر دیتے، کہتے تھے ابن ملجم کو دے دو، یہ نہ ہو کہ تم اس کے کھانا اور پانی کو بھول جاؤ۔ عزداران حسین، مجھے نہیں معلوم ہے کہ امیر المومنین کی روح کتنا تڑپی ہوگی جب حسین اصغر کو لے کے یزیدی لشکر کے سامنے گا گئے ہوں گے، وہاں دودھ نہیں مانگا تھا، کہا تھا کہ اس بچے کی ماں کا دودھ خشک ہو چکا ہے، اپنے ہاتھ سے آ کے اسے پانی سے سیراب کر دو۔ مجھے نہیں معلوم ہے علی کی روح کی کیا کیفیت ہوگی کہ جب شمر ملون حسین کی یتیمہ کے سامنے آتا تھا، جب کہتا تھا تجھے پانی چاہیے، اپنے مشکیزے سے پانی زمین پر گرا گرا دیتا تھا، لیکن سکینہ کے لبوں پر پانی کا ایک قطرہ بھی نہ پہنچا۔ لعنۃ اللہ علی القوم الظالمین سیعلم الذین ظلموا ای منقلب ینقلبون۔ خداوند اس کے لیے بات قبول فرما، ہمارے گناہوں کو بخش دے، ہماری توفیقات میں اضافہ فرما۔ خداوند ہم لوگوں کو توفیق دے کہ صحیح معنوں میں ہم لوگ اصحاب حسین کی سیرت پر عمل کر سکیں۔ ربنا آتنا فی الدنیا حسنة وفی الآخرة حسنة ما تم حسین یا